You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Duncan, and for Beth Ruyak. The Davis Music Fest is back for its eighth consecutive year. DMF is a three-day multi-venue, multi-genre, live music event showcasing a local, regional, and a touring artist. Joining me in studio, Executive Director of the Festival and Davis Live Music Collective, as well as being a full-time teacher and artist, Kyle Monholland. Welcome to Insight. It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, let's just get right to it. How did the festival get started?
It started, so this is our eighth year, started 8 years ago as just a really good way to celebrate the live music scene in the area, bringing people into Davis and to raise a little bit of money for arts education in Davis Public Schools, and has gradually, you know, kept that mission but grown since then.
So most festivals have headliners. Why did you choose not to go that route?
Yeah, and it's a conscious decision. We want to make sure that that's clear, that, you know, there is a model where you can get the big names and pay the big bucks, and hopefully that brings people out. But it's a gamble, and we feel like we're really lucky to have in our region, extending that out to the Bay Area, Santa Cruz, and all the way down the coast, that we're just rich with great musical talent and really believe in our local artists and want to showcase them as best we can.
Well, let's listen to some highlights from the lineup. First, Sam Chase and the Untraditional. How did they get onto your radar before we bring that up?
So I've seen them at a number of different events and just was blown away by the great show they put on. A lot of different styles of music wrapped into their sound, but most of all, just great energy and put on a really good live show. Really happy to bring them out for our kickoff event tomorrow night, Friday.
All right, let's listen.
So dream on, little darling, soon the morning's gonna come. There are monsters in the moonlight, there is work still to be done. The devil's in the details, but he's out of your control. Don't be afraid, just make your way. Make your way down to the shore.
So you touched on this a little bit, Kyle, but who benefits from the festival?
So the Davis School Arts Foundation is our beneficiary. They've been raising and giving grants for arts education and music education in Davis Public Schools for over 30 years. And that's actually how I found out about Music Fest, was I was on their board, mm-hmm. and we got this nice check after the first year, and it just really made sense to get more involved.
And volunteers are the key?
Volunteers are what it's all about. Everybody who puts on Music Fest from day one, year-round volunteers, day of volunteers, unless you are a performer at Fest or a sound technician, you are a volunteer.
So we have a singer-songwriter up next. Tell me about Laura Benitez and The Heartache.
Oh, a new band, to me anyway, but to the area, coming out of Berkeley, kind of by way of Bakersfield with her sound. Really great roots in classic country and honky-tonk, and a really good personal story coming from kind of a mixed background and representing her her own personal story well with her music.
Here's Laura Benitez and The Heartache. Moving right along, let's talk about the jazz stage this year, one that's close to my heart. How did that come about?
Yeah, it's a new feature we added this year, and it really came out of an empathy for the end of Sacramento Jazz Fest. Tradition and longstanding, an institution that we, as organizers of our event, were sad to see go and wanted to tip our hats to that and really kind of usher in something new with a lot of new, younger jazz artists in the area and showcase that in a nice way. At a new stage.
John Hatamiya, let's take a listen to him.
Thank you.
John Hatamiya, that's a local boy, Davis born and raised, a jazz prodigy returning to the festival with his band and a special guest to play the first ever jazz stage Saturday at the Pence Gallery on D Street. Hopefully the jazz stage will continue.
We will see.
All righty. I am speaking with Kyle Monholland, the executive director of the Davis Music Festival and Davis Live Music Collective. Davis Music Fest is, of course, an annual production of the member-supported, volunteer-run, nonprofit Davis Live Music Collective. Let's move on to the Gold Souls. Who are they?
Gold Souls, yeah, local favorites here in Sacramento. I know they've been on the show before. I believe they have been. And we're really excited to bring them into Davis to play their own brand of really fun soul, some jazz, but a lot of pop sensibilities as well.
Let's listen. And the Gold Souls have an album release, a concert next week. You can find more information on our website. So how do you pick the artists? How do artists, you know, say they'd like to be part of the Davis Festival? How does it all work?
Sure. So we actually start behind the scenes looking at our roster of alumni artists. We are really lucky at this point to have almost 200 artists who have performed at Davis Music Fest over the years. And we survey our kind of longtime fans and our board to see, hey, who do we want to have back?
Mm-hmm.
Who puts on a great show and who's around? Who has a new album coming out? And then we try to build around that. Also, you know, have our ears out for who's coming up, who's new. It's really, we're trying to think of it as an opportunity for discovering new things. Everybody's got their favorites, but also we want people to be willing to just roam around and listen for what's great. And, you know, whether you recognize the name or not, you're going to hear something really good.
So the Sun Monks. Tell us about the Sun Monks.
Sun Monks. Love the Sun Monks. They've been at Music Fest before, and they've been around town a bunch. They do their own thing. It is art and music and a really just infectious, catchy sound. And they really epitomize a lot of the artists that we like to bring in because they're just great, nice people.
Yeah, I love their vocals. I love all the layers. It's just pretty amazing. Well, we appreciate you being with us. We will be playing a little bit of the Sun Monks here as we close out the show. Kyle Monholland is the executive director of the Davis Music Festival, now in its eighth year, kicking off this week. And thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Here's the Sun Monks.
Nobody wants to leave. Is it something we can't keep? We were born to have fun. Dance with the rising sun. Find someone.